Okay, last semester we've been doing the halachas of schiris v'kablonis on Shabbos, meaning if you have a job to be done on Shabbos, somebody's building something for you, and they want to work on Shabbos, They want to work on Shabbos, so there are different klalim, right? We said the basic difference is between schiris and kablonis. Schiris means that you paid, you paid a very certain amount of hours in the day. You paid for the hours of the day. Kablonis is you paid just get the job done, a lump sum of getting the job done. That's the difference between schiris and kablonis. So he said schiris is mamash asur to do on Shabbos because then the guy is working for you on Shabbos. Kablonis is not working for you on Shabbos. Kablonis is working for to get the job done and. He might work on Shabbos also, but he's not working for Shabbos per se. But then is, he still can't do kablonis because people will think that it's schiris, or it's a marasayim. So the schiris is the real isra of Amir al-Akam. And kablonis really should be mutter, but it's a marasayim that people are not going to realize that it's kablonis, and they'll think it's done with schiris. And then we discuss, what if you're in a community of that most of the community does it al yidei kablonis, so would that make it permissible? Okay, so today we're up to Packet Vav. And one of the things that in this packet is also going to be about building a shul on Shabbos. Say you have a contractor to build a shul on Shabbos, and they want to build a shul. Stop. And they want to work on Shabbos also. There was a famous shul. I don't want to mention names on the computer now, but there's a famous shul that was built part of, was built on Shabbos, not only on Shabbos, but because they were in another location, and they had to move to the new location, but if it would take more time for them to move, it'll cost them a lot of money. So they had to try to finish up as quickly as possible so they can move to the new location, and then they could relinquish their old location. And so it was a big hefsid. So there was a certain chashev rav that permitted, to do malacha on Shabbos. And that was in the middle of, a famous area. It wasn't like out of the Tchum or, so there's the Shem in this packet. We're going to get to that topic of
Rebbe, we also learned already last year that it's mutter if it's known that it's only done with kablonis.
Right, but still the question is when do we use that heter, etc. Right. So we'll see. So says the Shulchan Aruch here, Reish Mem Dalet, Posik Adam Imaakum Ala Malachas Kotzeitz Adamim Vavu Ozel Atzmo Vavu Bi Shehu Ose B'Shabbos Mutter. In other words, you can make a deal with a guy, and you give him a certain amount of money that you're going to pay him. He'll do the malacha for you, even though he's going to do it on Shabbos. But he says, "Vamedva, but we're mitzina. That's only mitzina. Shein makir makol shezohar malacha nasis b'Shabbos shol Yisrael." In other words, If he's doing it privately, indoors, he's working on the floors, say. Indoors. No one knows, you know, and they don't know that he's doing for Israel. But how do you do it for Semis? Because you might not know that he, you know, but see, once you made the amount, so then we say you're not working for the Jew anymore. You're working to get the money. So if you weren't katzatz, then you're like the Jew's shliach. That's no good. But if you're katzatz, then you, it's basically, you're not working, you're working for yourself now. You're working to get the money.
What does anything by
katzatz? Katzatz means you made a set amount of money that's going to be paid.
So if you make more than that?
Right, in other words, he says, $50,000 to do the job, so you're allowed to do the job on Shabbos. Because you're not being paid to work on Shabbos, you're not paid by the hour, you're paid to get the job done. So he can do whenever he wants, but he can't do it publicly. Usually it's going to be done publicly. A building, you're going to do problems. He says, if it's Bitsina, they don't know that he's doing for Israel, then it's okay.
Oh, because of Mar Zion.
Yeah.
And that's the idea.
So he says, Posek, let's see. Posek Adam in Ma'akam, a Malach of Kotze, Dodomim, Ma'akam, Oseb, Ma'atzmo, Alpha Pisha, Oseb, Bishabis, Mutab, Abed, Rabbi Mitzina, Shemakir, Makosha, Zoham, Locha, Nasis, Bishabis, of Israel. I mean, how you do it for Semes, Osha, Shurosha, Akam, Osik Eno Yodesha Kotzit, Omisha Ploni Sohar Akum Lasos Bom Loch Mashabas. Ficha Pokze, Imaakum Limnos Lochatseiro, O Koslo, O Victor Lo Sodeo, Imhaisa Moloch of Medina, O Tokatrum, Osu Haniak Lasos Lom Loch, they are Rome, Shadim Yodin Shapasta. Otherwise, if you do something publicly, and then people now know you do Moloch for a Jew, so then you can't do it because people won't realize that you already made the sum of money. Because if we already made a contract, we already made a deal, I'm paying you $50,000. You should do a malacha for me. You should build a wall around whatever. So then it's mutter if it's done in a private place. No one could, and people don't know that you're doing it for yourself. But if it's done publicly, then people will say that they won't know that they already made the amount of money, and then they'll say he's doing it for the Israel, and it's like a mere lakum.
So the idea that why can't we set it so it's like you're being here, it's like the Jew is doing, is that why?
Yeah, so in other words, it has to be done in a way that we don't say you're doing it for the Jew. You're doing it for yourself, because you already said you're going to get this amount of money. So then you're doing it for yourself. You're getting it to do the money. But if you didn't make the code say it's how much money it's going to be, then we say you're working for the Jew. Once your code says how much money it's going to be, then you're working for yourself. You're working to get the money. Okay, so let's see the Magen Avraham. Katzel lo sadeh hey. Afal gav the derech sadeh blarisus. But a sadeh is usually not. In other words, arisus means that you work in somebody's field and then you get a certain percentage of the payers. So that's called arisus. So in other words, sirus means you're getting paid by the hour. Or by the day, or something like that. Kablonis means you're paying by the job, and Arisus means you're paying by the percentage of the profit. You'll get a certain percentage, and a certain percentage will go to the owner.
Can you use that whatever he builds or finish, let's say the person finishes the work on Shabbos, can you then use it? Like, let's say you send your suits to the cleaners,
right?
And he returns to you on Shabbos.
And he would send it to you on Shabbos, so you're paying him for the job.
Yeah.
So it's kablonis, and it's done privately, right? No one sees,
yeah.
Right? So then that should be. That should be okay.
Are you
going
to use the suit, or?
You should use the suit, too. So you're saying, but if the katzer sadehu, if he's doing it publicly, it should be okay. Then it's a problem, right? That's what he says here. לפיכך, פוסים ואקום לבנוס לו חצר או כוס לו או לחצר של סודאו, וזה תוך התחום עושה. So the question the Magen Avraham asks is toch atchum, because toch atchum everyone knows, you know, whose house this is and whose field it's, you know, they see the guy doing it, everyone knows. But the question is, if it's a field, then that's not schiris. The field is doing, the concept of a field is arisus. Arisus really you're working for yourself. Even though he's going to get the thing also, but you're working because you're going to get the percentage. So that's not considered that you're working for the Jew. The guy is working for himself to get the percentage.
All forms.
No, because if you normally, it depends. If you say we already made a set price, so then you're working to get that money. If we didn't make a set price, then we view it as if you're working for the Jew, and that's Amir Lakum. But when you're doing a resus as a percentage, then we view it as if you're working, the guy is working for himself to get that percentage.
And what's Tochat
Chum? Tochat Chum means that it's inside the Chum, Chum Shabbos, right? It's outside the Chum, you're not allowed to walk outside the Chum, so no one's going to know what you're doing there because no one goes there on Shabbos.
So
the Magen Avraham has a catch on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, if you're doing a field, you're working on the field, and it's chutz l'tchum, it'd be okay because no one knows, but tobchat t'chum not. But a field is usually a rhesus, right? So wouldn't everyone know that it's a rhesus? A rhesus is percentages. When it's percentages, we don't view it as if you're working for the yid. You view you're working for yourself to get the percentage. So that's what the Magen Avraham's kasha. Avagad the derech sodel arisus imkei bizru shalocha barisus. So what's the problem? Yishlom shani hosam shiyachru yodeh lahem ha'emes shekibu barisus. Alahocha shiyu beis hakotze she'ina akum noto berevach yeidu dolav orisu yachshidu sheshchir yomu. So he says like this. Even though the derech hasodeh is a rhesus. In other words, when you're doing a field, normally you do it percentage-wise. In ken yisbru shalocha bar rhesus. So a field, you'll think that it's bar rhesus. So it should be okay. So what's the problem? Why is a field... But the Shulchan Aruch says you can't do a field. You can't have a guy do a field. Even though you're posek, because why? Because people are going to think that they're not going to realize that. But why should they realize that? A field is normally done by rhesus, so it's as if you are working for yourself. You're not working for the yid. The guy's working for himself to get that amount. So he says, Yeshlom shani hasam shiyachru yodeh lehem ba'em shekibu by rhesus. But it's by rhesus, they'll know that it's a rhesus. Well, hocha sheyiru ba'es hakotzir, she'ein ha'akum notel berevach. In other words, when it comes to the time of cutting the crop, and they're going to see that the akum is not getting it, not getting a percentage. Yeidu delav orisu. So they'll say he's probably not an oris. And therefore they'll tell you he's a schir yom. So what is he basically, how is he answering the question? How is he answering the question? The question was, the sod is usually baresis. But he's saying over here, he says, Shani hacha sheyachur hasam sheyachur yodeh lahem ha'emes shekibu baresis. Aba hacha yirube isakotzer she'ein. What is he saying? That not every field is baresis. Because if you're just saying mow the lawn, that's not a rhesus. Right? So even though a sod is usually by rhesus, but that's only if he's getting a chalik. It's percentage-wise. But if you're in a situation where there's no percentage-wise, just mowing the lawn, then that's not a rhesus. And they're going to see that, because ultimately, he's not getting a percentage. He's still doing a job. He's mowing the lawn. There's no percentage to get. It's not like you're making crap, and then you take home some of the... So he's saying that's the case. The case is that he's not going to get a percentage. So therefore, you can't just say all fields are mutter. Only the fields where you get where it's really a rhesus. So you say, even though we say derech sadel a rhesus, that yeshlomo d'shani hochas sheyachru yud de'elohem be'emes shekiblu barisus. That's only shani hochas that they'll know it's barisus. But here they're going to see that it's not barisus. So it's not barisus. It's going to be osa. Because lemaisa, what are you doing? You're working for the Jew to make his field look nice, but no percentages.
What's
in
the mechaber's talking about a specific field, which is not?
Well, the mechaber is saying it's also if it's going to be befarhesia, and because he's talking about a situation where it's really not a rhesus, but if it will be a rhesus, it will be mutter. Yeah.
Let's say this artist is doing harisha, he's plowing the earth. So they're not going to assume he's going to be a sachir because there's nothing to collect. There's no crop.
Right, exactly. Right. So there's nothing to collect. There's no crop. So is that what the Magen Avraham is saying? Sure, that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. If it's a situation where there's nothing to collect, then it's going to be usher. So that's the Magen Avraham. It's just cotton hay. But that's the Magen Avraham. Okay. So now let's take a look in there's another Magen Avraham. Take a look at the next page. In Haisa Malacha Chutz L'Tchum, the game here Achares Toch HaTchum, Shal Mokam Sha'osim Bo Malacha Mutter. That's on the next page, page 2. But if it's Chutz L'Tchum, then it's okay. So look at the Magen Avraham now. Let's look at the Magen Avraham. Chutz l'tchum, says the Magen Avraham, v'leke l'mecha she'italu orchim l'sham. In other words, what do you mean chutz l'tchum? No one's there, but maybe there are guests who are there. He says, v'stam ein derech yisrael lishbos eitzel ele eitzel yehudim. In other words, he's saying that what, are you afraid that there's going to be Jews chutz l'tchum? But Chutz L'Chum is already where there's no Jewish neighborhood. So that's not so common, that the Jews are going to be living in the Goyish neighborhood that's outside the Chum. So you don't have to worry about it. But he says like this, Po be'ireinu, in our city, in Magen Avraham's talk, Nogim heter liskor akum bekablonus, Lika chasiz azevel min arachov. They had a minute that they would hire goyim, become lodis. Kablodis, again, you're paying for the job. You're not paying for the hour, you're not paying for the day, you're paying for the whole job. So what's his job? To collect the zevel, the excrement, from the street. You know, people have their horses, you know, walking in the street, and then the horses leave zevel. And you want to collect that zevel because you want to use that zevel as fertilizer for your, you know. So nogim heta liskor akum bekablonis likach hazevel merachov va'akum osim hamalacha b'shabbos Avogav the melacha d'oraisa. It's a melacha d'oraisa because ha'isa lo gav shushis v'not lo chayev mishum bona. Misakin rechov. You misakin rechov picking up the zevel. So what's the heter? They would do it to kablonis. Tzarech lo god lechel horon kach mishum de mishal radim leka chashada. So this is a real shayla of a deraisa. This is a shayla of a deraisa because why? When you're taking the zevel, you're being masakin the field to make it smooth. Like just like you have a mound of earth and you want to smooth it out. That's Chayav Mishum Bona, the Masakin HaRachov. So here we're letting you do it even though he's doing a deraisa for you, the guy. He's flattening out the Rachov, he's doing a deraisa, but we're saying he can do it b'kablonis. But it's a deraisa, we should have a din of Marasayim by a deraisa. So he says, Tzarech lomar d'gadol echad hora lahem kach mishum d'mishal rabim leka chashada. Because since it's a public area, so it's not doing it for your own backyard. It's doing it for the public streets. They're doing this. They're hiring a guy to clean up the public streets. So if there's zevel, it's not going to be pleasant for people to walk there. So you can clean up the zevel. This way the street now is flat. You can walk there. But why isn't there Marasayan that people are going to think that it's a Schir Yom? The answer is because this is a communal thing. It's a communal thing. You're not doing it for your personal thing. When it's a communal thing, we're not choshish from Marasayan. Because we're afraid the community is not going to do something wrong. You know, as a singular individual, maybe they'll do something wrong. The community, we're not choshish. Because if somebody's cleaning the streets, everyone, who owns the streets? If somebody here is cleaning the streets, they know it's not a private person. The streets are owned to the public. Let's just read this from Magen Avraham. Now the melacha d'oraisa k'damino ha'slogav shushis v'not la'chayv mishum bona the masakin rechov. Sach lomar the gadol echad. One gadol gave them a heter. Hora lahem kach. Shem d'shal rabim leka chashad. K'moshe kosev yoredeya. Aval b'schir yom shita d'osr. Yipay ha'yanir l'hatil lim d'oh. So here, look what he says now. Look at this Magen Avraham. Yipay, zok the Magen Avraham. Ha'yanir l'hatil lim d'os beis ha'knesses b'shabes b'kablonis. Says the Magen Avraham, I give you a heter to build a shul on Shabbos. Listen to this, Rabbi Avraham. A shul on Shabbos. God. A shul on Shabbos. The kablonis. Whereas, maybe the shul on Shabbos costs $300,000. Okay? I'm going to give you $300,000. You can build a shul on Shabbos, and he can build a shul, and he can even build it on Shabbos.
Why?
Because it's kablonis. So kablonis is okay. The only reason kablonis is not okay is because people are going to think that you're paying him daily, schir yom. But since we don't have that gezeira by rabbim, because a shul is a public thing, it's not like your private house. So it's a public thing, you don't have to worry.
So it could be completely
on Shabbos to kablonis. So he's getting the money. They pay, say, he's getting $300,000, build me a shul. So you build a shul, you can build it on Shabbos.
Is that only okay when you don't specify a day, but if you specify Shabbos with kablonis, that would also be okay?
So that was the machlokas we had, right? Between the Alter Rebbe, right, and the others. He said, Imkeda yanir lahatir livnas v'eskenesis v'shabbos v'kablonis v'mikom rokom reisi shagdolam l'rotu latiro. Ki bizman hazeh ina akam menichem l'shum odem lasas molacha v'farhesi yabiyom chagom. Niachanachnu lasas ikazilzul kil hashem. So he's saying like this. Really, it should be mutter to build a shul on Shabbos. If it's kablonis. If you're not paying him for the day, you're not paying him for the hour, you're paying him for the job. But you know why you shouldn't do it, says Magen Avraham? Because it's a chil Hashem. Why is it a chil Hashem? What's the chil Hashem? You know what the chil Hashem is? Because the goyim, on their holidays, they won't let you do it. So for us to be more makil on our holidays than the goyim are on their holidays, that's a chil Hashem. That we don't take our Yom Tovim and Shabbosos as seriously as the goyim take theirs, Magen Avraham says that's a chil Hashem. The goyim aren't allowing it for theirs, so we're more makil than the goyim. That's a chil Hashem. Whew. But Tikkun Rechov, this is a different thing. Well, Tikkun Rechov, ain't nikra al shem haYisrael kolkach. Welcome, shem nogiv head to Rechov, ain't lahakol. In other words, but by Rechov, so it's not viewed as this is a Jewish street. A shul, this is what everyone knows, this is where the Jews go to pray. So to have a shul built on Shabbos, he says, Me'ikir din is mutter. But the reason why you shouldn't do it is because it's a chil Hashem. Because the goyim are not doing. Wow. You hear this word. But a public street, to clean the public streets in the area, for them to do it, that might be an issur of bona, just flattening out the streets. So really that's mutter, because that's not known as a Jewish street per se. Streets, even though we speak about this as a Jewish neighborhood, but the streets are public for everybody. But you should only be mekel in a place where they have a minhag that the goyim, you know, the streets are cleaned on Shabbos. But if there's no minhag, really you should try to avoid the streets also.
So it really has to do with what the goyim do, pretty much.
Yeah, because we don't want that the Jews should be looking that we don't take our holidays as serious as the goyim take their holidays.
Is this for the Jews or for the goyim? Not the chol Hashem. Are the Jews going to notice this, or is this for the goyim not to be the little, I guess?
What?
Is this are we worried that the Jews are not going to take holidays seriously, or is it because we don't
want to? No, it just looks like we're saying to the world.
So it's for the goyim, basically.
We're saying to the world that, you know, we don't take our holidays as serious as the non-Jewish world takes their holidays. So if we're going to start having shuls being built on Shabbos and the goyim don't do that, that's going to be a chil Hashem.
What if the goyim do that?
If the goyim do that, it wouldn't be a chil Hashem. But if he's assuming that they didn't do it,
it's also assuming that they just fixed roads. They cleaned roads at Shabbos. On their holiday trip. What's the difference between that?
No, because it has to. Because a street is not. We don't say this is the Jewish street. There's a public street. But a shul, everyone knows, this is the shul and this is the church. The church would never do such a thing, and the shul wouldn't. That's a chil Hashem. It's a Mara de Gevor, no? The Magen Avraham.
Also, if we say, we're very strict on our, we having a Shabbos, and they see, oh, you're careful about, you having a Shabbos, your people who work for you, not have a Shabbos, that's
You want to say again?
I'm saying how we're very strict about for ourselves to have a Shabbos, but for the going to see and to say, you have a Shabbos, but your workers need to have a Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what he says. What do you say, Jacob?
I guess that if, why you plow the snow off this hill on Friday night of Shabbos?
Why you plow
the snow? The snow.
So why you plow the snow? Okay, so let's think about it. So plowing the snow.
Meaning the street is the nail.
Well, the question is that even a deraisa, first of all? If you use the electric plows, but that, no. See, the Zevel, is that considered... I'm making a packet on that, actually, for my Wednesday night shiur. Wednesday Hashem, we're having shiur about Muktzah. So about snow Muktzah, is rain Muktzah, and then is collecting the... And is that a Shiloh Vidaraisa or not? Shoveling snow. So we have to see more about that. But yet, in the case I told you, they were still Makel, right? Even though the Maisa, the Magen Avraham says you shouldn't be Makel. And take a look here in the Alter Rebbe on page 19. He says, Mitamzeh, on page 19 with the arrows on the third line, Mitamzeh yesh lahatir laniach lanochrim uvnos peis hakneseb Shabbos yimokhe shebefusam bov derech binyan abatim ladeh umnim kablonim. He says the idea of that you can build a shul, because again the shul is shal rabim, so there's no marasayin on the rabim. But he says you still shouldn't do it mishum chil Hashem. But technically it's kablanus, and there's no chashash by kablanus, that's chir yom. It was just normally done by kablanus, and it's also shel rabin. He says, but you should only rely on the heter to build shuls on Shabbos. If it's a shasat chak, that we're afraid if we don't let the guy work on Shabbos, they're not going to finish the job. Because they want to finish up the job. You tell them, oh, you can't come on Shabbos. So the Shabbos is a work day for them. So he's saying if it's a shasat chak, you could be mekel, but if it's not, so the case over there where the Rav was permitting, Stama was... was a shasat chak, which they were going to be a big hefsed if they, right? Shalom shasat chak in lahatim nechil she'ein amanichim shemadim lasos. So if a shasat chak, that might trump the chil Hashem. But if a shalom shasat chak, then you shouldn't be mekel. But it's mashal that if it would be a shasat chak, you could be mekel. Whereas the Loshon of Magen Avraham,
do they agree?
The Magen Avraham agreed to this. Well, the Magen Avraham, let's see the Lashon of Magen Avraham again. He says that you could do it. First, he says you could do the Rechov, which is Shal Rabbi. So, therefore, you should do a Shul also. Shal Rabbi, like a Chashada. But some Gedolim said that you shouldn't be Mekel. So the Alter Rebbe says that depends. If it's a Shasat Chak, so it could be. If it's a big Hefset, like the case I told you, the Shul needed to get out of their previous location. And every day they wouldn't get out, they had to pay a tremendous amount of money for still staying there. So they wanted to finish up as quick as possible. So that could be a shasat chak, and then the Magen Avraham was mekel. Oh, wait, with the Alter Rebbe. I mean, The Bhagavad Gita just says, so Rabim is no chashoda, so mainly you could do it, a shul, just like you could clean up the streets. There was a God Lecha that didn't want to be matter Mishum Kil Hashem. And the Alter Rebbe says that it depends if it's a Shas HaKak or not.
I don't understand the Alter Rebbe, what's the reason... aren't you supposed to give up a lot for a Hashem? Or should you have to even give up large amounts of money to avoid a Hashem? So what's the reason why it has been with Trump's Hashem?
Because really it's mutter, when you carried in. It's like Chil Hashem, where you're doing something that's not cheating in the government, something like that. This is like the type of Chil Hashem that you're being more makel than the goyim are.
So this is not like one of the.
It's not one of the gimel averus, Yag or Yavar or something like that.
Does this only apply for like building the exterior of the shul? If
it's inside, then...
That's not a question.
So what was the lashon we said? The lashon we said was... So if it's a pachat chum, then even if it's indoors, but everyone sees that the workers are there. You know what I mean? If you have a construction truck right in front of the shul, so they're working inside the shul, but everyone sees the workers there. So this Magen Avraham is a very, very important thing. But that's all regarding things that are public, like building a shul, cleaning the streets. Once it's a private thing, it's my private house. And I just got this shiloh the other day. The guy, didn't want to work on Shabbos, so I said, so then don't start the job yet till you're.
Is Shabbos the same thing as Yom? I mean, is Yom Tov also the same thing?
There's also.
With the same, with all the same halachos.
And then he says that Kibbutz HaRachov on page 19, Eidu Nikral Sheim HaYisrael Kol Kach. But people call this shul is a Jewish place. They know the Jews. But even a Jewish street, they won't call it a Jewish street. They'll just call it a street.
Or just meant like all these halachos would be the same for Yom Tov Shabbos.
What?
Well, I'm assuming all these halachos would be the same for Shabbos
here. Yeah, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Chol HaMoed.
And Chol HaMoed?
Yeah.
Okay.
You like that one, huh?
Yeah, that's why in Israel construction takes so long, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Chol HaMoed is more chomer even because even chutzlach, because Chol HaMoed you're allowed to go chutzlach chum. So then people could go chutz l'chum, so then you can't, so in a certain way, Chol HaMoed is even more chomer than that. Okay. So we did a couple of interesting things. We did the machaber about the soda and the difference between erisus and not. We did the Magen Avraham about cleaning the streets, and we did the Magen Avraham about building shuls on Shabbos. Okay, so Bez Hashem next Sunday we'll continue. But that's a very interesting Magen Avraham. Avraham, you could say it over in a drasha once. This Magen Avraham about how Jews can't be seen as treating their religion less chashivas than goyim will treat their religion. That's a shayla of Kol Hashem. Okay, so let's say hello to everyone. Rav Yosef Katan, nice to see you. Rav Daniel Albert, thank you, Daniel. It all worked out. Rav Avigdor Felder was very helpful. So thank you, Daniel. Hi, Michael. How are you? How is the weather over Shabbos in Montreal?
It's colder and colder every day.
Not negative what?
Negative 17.
Negative 17. Okay. Okay, and Yitzchak, we miss you. How are you? How's your job?
Crazy. I was told that I should be working less hours than I am right now. But I sent Rebbe. Did Rebbe sign up for the vaccine that he can get now that he teaches in person?
Oh, yeah? No, I didn't see it.
I emailed Rebbe's wife the sign-up information 2 weeks ago, and it was easier to get an appointment. But since Rebbe teaches in person, he's eligible.
Okay, so we'll see what we can do. And Moshe Carroll, nice to see you. And Ari Aaron, nice to see you. And Natan, nice to see you as well. Yehuda, Shitris, you're back in Long Beach?
I'm in the dorms, but I was late, so I went on Zoom today.
Okay, no problem. And Harav Sokol, Shlita, Rav Yilad Sasson, Rav Levitt, and Jacob Silberger, and Ari Blumen, Mandel Blum, and Victor Felder. Okay, good to see you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. See you after the show.